Take a look out your window. Put on your glasses if you wear them. You might want to grab a pair of binoculars, too, or a magnifying lens. Now, what do you see? Well, whatever it is, it's not the multiple layers of glass right in front of you. But have you ever wondered how something so solid can be so invisible? To understand that, we have to understand what glass actually is and where it comes from. It all begins in the Earth's crust, where the two most common elements are silicon and oxygen. These react together to form silicon dioxide, whose molecules arrange themselves into a regular crystalline form known as quartz. Quartz is commonly found in sand, where it often makes up most of the grains and is the main ingredient in most types of glass. Of course, you've probably noticed that glass isn't made of multiple tiny bits of quartz, and for good reason. For one thing, the edges of the rigidly formed grains and smaller defects within the crystal structure reflect and disperse light that hits them. But when the quartz is heated high enough, the extra energy makes the molecules vibrate until they break the bonds holding them together and become a flowing liquid, the same way that ice melts into water. Unlike water, though, liquid silicon dioxide does not reform into a crystal solid when it cools. Instead, as the molecules lose energy, they are less and less able to move into an ordered position, and the result is what is called an amorphous solid, a solid material with the chaotic structure of a liquid, which allows the molecules to freely fill in any gaps. This makes the surface of glass uniform on a microscopic level, allowing light to strike it without being scattered in different directions.